on DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This gentleman will be appearing tonight at Helium Comedy Club, and you could be part of his new album. Tickets are available at heliumcomedy.com. David James is here. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, you're a Philadelphian.
Yes,
yeah, yes. What part of the city are you from?
I'm in South Philly.
You're in South Philly.
Yeah.
Did you always grow up in South Philly?
My parents are in the military, so I'm an Army kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I bounced around all over the place, came up here for college, got stuck. Uh-huh. To South Philly.
Did you go to Temple?
No, I went to Widener, which I usually tell people Temple because no one's ever heard of Widener.
Come on, let's hear it for the what? The purple and gold? Is that what they were?
No, the blue and yellow.
Westchester is the purple and gold.
Blue and yellow.
No
right?
one's ever heard of Widener.
Yeah, because it's too much explanation. You know, they're like, where's Widener? I'm like, you know where 476 meets 95, and then there's the most terrifying neighborhood on the planet? Well, right across that bridge is where I went to school.
That is a terrifying neighborhood.
Yeah, you go across 95, and it's like people are like dumping the dead bodies from North Philly and Chester. Like, our neighborhood's too good for these dead carcasses. Let's put them in Chester where they'll fit in and no one will notice for 6 months.
Now, people in the comedy world, or at least here in town, have this thing about you. It seems that, are you not a good driver, or are you just a very good target?
I'm cursed. I'm pretty much in an abusive relationship with the drivers of South Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Like, my friends make fun of me because I've been hit about 5 times in the past 18 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And none of them my fault. None of them my fault. It's just horrible people in South Philadelphia.
You know, everybody who gets in an accident says it wasn't their fault.
Well, here's the thing. It's people do say that, but I have a dash cam now.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Like it's
because,
Russia.
Yeah. I have to document everything now just because it's like, and it was like the whole thing. I'm like, it can't happen again. Then some person just runs a stop sign. It's like, it happened again.
Yeah. What kind of beater are you driving now? You can't drive something nice after all that.
Just a Toyota Camry, you know.
I
got money like that.
Yeah. I can relate.
He can relate.
Yeah. You have to go outside.
That's
be
his new beater car.
Yeah.
What year is your Toyota Camry?
2009.
Dave, what's yours?
Got me by 8 years.
8 years?
Yeah, 2001.
Oh, good for you.
I didn't even realize you made it into the new century.
I'm here, man. 21st century.
That's great.
Hey, man, rolling up your windows, that's old school. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
What did you study at Widener?
I studied criminal justice and accounting.
Uh-huh.
And how did you end up doing comedy?
Because I figured that once I realized that that doesn't pay anything, I said, you know what? I might as well be poor and do something I like.
You know? Okay.
Yeah, because I was doing probation parole. I was working drug court.
All right.
Yeah. So it was basically like all those people from the show Intervention.
Right.
Like, imagine having like 30 of those people, and that's who you're responsible for. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? Let me get out of this and go be a dreamer in the comedy world. Yeah.
Are you a sports fan?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but I'm not like I'm a borderline sports fan. Like, I love sports, but I don't get too emotional about it.
Okay.
Because I hate those people who are too crazy into sports. You know, like if someone like someone made fun of me one time for wearing a Batman shirt, right?
Okay.
And it's a friend of mine, but he loves football. He loved Peyton Manning at the time. You know, he's like, oh, you're a dork wearing the Batman shirt. I'm like, you wear a Peyton Manning jersey. Like, I have a better chance of being Batman than you do of being Peyton Manning. You know? It's like, I can go buy a Halloween costume and jump out of the shadows and be like, stay away from Kensington. You know, I can do something Batman-ish. Like, you will never be able to do anything that Peyton Manning can do on the football field.
Oh, God. Yeah. Did you enjoy the halftime show?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Some people
doesn't sound like a lot of enjoyment there.
What I mean by that is I love Shakira. I'm such a crush on her. Like, I would slit the throat of any of my family members for her.
Okay.
You know, most of them. But anyway, but some people are upset about the halftime show because they're just like, oh, they're dancing around and shaking their butts. It's like, they're beautiful Latina women. That's what they do.
Right, you know. Although, there was a lot of more. Shakira had a lot more crotch movement than I've ever seen at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right?
And, of course, it makes you wonder, and what else can that thing do?
Oh, yes, yeah. Wonders, hopefully. Heal the world. You know, cure the Asian flu. I think it's magical. I think it has magical properties.
You think
at least
so?
That's my fantasy.
Now, what about J-Lo? Didn't do it for you?
No, J-Lo's great, too. And a lot of people were mad at her. You know, I was like, she's like 50. And
yeah, she
looks
is
like
50.
That.
And not like 50. She is 50.
Yeah, she's 50. Yeah, let her dress. If you look like that at 50, you get to dress like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Although I do like the idea that they, I guess that costume was made for other performances, but for somehow they decided, oh, we need lace on the edge of the bottoms. We're getting a little too much going on here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really, the lace? And you're making me look at it more, not less.
It was a little bit too much of a transition. Where when they brought the kids out.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Right. Here she is dancing on a pole and yes, girls, you could be just like this, a pole dancer.
Yeah. It's like watching a bunch of girls in a twerking costume and then like an African children's choir comes out. It's like, whoa, what? I'm in pervert zone. What is this? You can't bring like children who need money after this. I just saw this girl twerking. Like, this is too much of a transition. Give me, you know.
Do you have a girlfriend? Are you married? And if so, were you watching the Super Bowl halftime show together?
No, I'm single. A couple years ago, I actually we broke up because of a Super Bowl halftime show.
Really?
It was a halftime show where Beyonce was on.
Okay.
My girlfriend sitting next to me, and she's like, David, do you think Beyonce is better looking than me? David, would you ever leave me for Beyonce? I'm like, whatever leave you for Beyonce? I would run over with a bus for Beyonce. Are you serious? It's like, I would go to SEPTA school, learn how to drive a bus, make sure I did it properly. I'd do some donuts on you, go forward, reverse. I'd slash all the tires and make sure it dropped down Wizard of Oz style and it crushed you. I'd take your shoes and sell them on eBay. Yeah, I would leave you for Beyonce.
David James is appearing tonight at Helium Comedy Club at 8 o'clock. He's recording his new album there. You can be part of it. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com. We want you to come back. We want you to come back.
Definitely.
It is great to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck with this tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.